Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a warm and clear night across Israel with calm skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, perfect for a quiet evening stroll or enjoying the night breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post, just in. Trump says Netanyahu almost derailed the U.S.-Iran agreement and should thank the U.S. for reaching the deal. Also from Ynet, earlier this hour, Trump calls Netanyahu very difficult and says he saved Israel from a nuclear threat, warning that strikes on Tehran may resume if talks fail. Also this hour, the Forward reports that President Trump announced the completion of a deal to end the war with Iran and reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Separately, Axios tells us that Iran warns Israel's Beirut strike could derail the U.S. deal. And finally, according to I-24 News from earlier today, Trump states Israel's strike in Beirut shouldn't have happened as they are close to an Iran deal. Reaction has been swift on social media. Dan Bermawi, a political commentator, posted just minutes ago questioning Trump's achievements, suggesting he empowered extremist groups and is merely delaying further conflict. Meanwhile, Middle East 24 shared a nostalgic post from earlier today, showing a women's dinner gathering in Jeddah from 1986. And from Ynet Global, posting earlier today reports of a woman seriously wounded in a shooting at a Jaffa cafe. The motive appears to be criminal. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Jerusalem Post's report on Trump's comments about Netanyahu. Trump criticized Netanyahu for his role in nearly derailing the U.S.-Iran deal. He emphasized that Israel should be grateful, as he believes the deal prevents an immediate nuclear threat. This underscores the tension in U.S.-Israel relations under Trump's administration. Turning to the Forward story, President Trump announced a completed deal to end the conflict with Iran and reopen the Strait of Hormuz. This deal marks a significant diplomatic effort to stabilize regional trade and security. However, it comes amidst skepticism over its long-term effectiveness. Meanwhile, Axios highlights Iran's warning that Israel's recent strike in Beirut could jeopardize the U.S.-Iran deal. Iran's response signals potential diplomatic fallout if such actions continue. The region's stability hinges on maintaining this fragile agreement. On the diplomatic front, I-24 News reports Trump's disapproval of Israel's strike in Beirut, emphasizing the proximity to reaching an Iran deal. This indicates a delicate balance in regional diplomacy with significant implications for future peace talks. Turning to business and markets. First, from Ynet Business, Arian Security, an Israeli cloud cybersecurity startup, secured $25 million in a Series A funding round. This investment highlights the growing interest in Israeli tech innovations. Separately, CTech reports that Cyrea, another cybersecurity firm, raised $1 billion in 6 months. CEO Yotam Segev emphasizes the importance of managing AI as it becomes a key enterprise challenge. And finally, from Globes, Sierra further secured a $600 million investment, valuing the company at $12 billion. This makes Sierra the second most valuable privately held tech company in Israel. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 6 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.